For SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A federal appeals court has upheld a judge's decision to order sworn testimony by Trump administration officials in the case of a mistakenly deported man.
A three-judge panel from the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals said it's shocking that the administration claims it can't do anything to free Kilmar Abrego Garcia from an El Salvador prison and return him to the U.S. The federal appeals panel raised serious questions about efforts to stash away residents in foreign prisons without due process. It also warned of the dangers of an escalating conflict between the judiciary and executive branches. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And after being rebuffed more than once, Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen did get part of what he wanted during his trip to El Salvador. He met with Abrego Garcia. The Salvadoran man, who was living illegally in the U.S., now imprisoned in El Salvador. Police in Maryland have determined that Abrego Garcia is an MS-13 gang member. And Salvadoran President Bukele says he will not be released, even though Van Hollen had hoped to bring him back to Maryland. Also at SRNNews.com, memorials of candles and flowers dot the Florida State University Tallahassee campus following yesterday's shooting that killed two people. President Trump asked about gun control legislation.
Look, I'm a big advocate of the Second Amendment. I have been from the beginning. I protected it. And these things are terrible. But the gun doesn't do the shooting. The people do.
Police say the suspect is a 20-year-old son of a sheriff's deputy. Officers shot and wounded the gunman, believed to be an FSU student. Luigi Mangione has been indicted on federal charges, including murder, in the shooting of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. The 26-year-old expected in court today in New York City. This is SRN News. A warning about global persecution.
Dr. John Ebner is president of Christian Solidarity International, and he says the world needs to wake up. He points to a recent rash of deadly attacks on believers in Nigeria and Syria. There's also the ongoing persecution of Christians in Azerbaijan. Ebner says, quote, "This slaughter, like so many others of Christians and other non-Muslims, has been met mainly with indifference by the political and religious leadership of an increasingly post-Christian Western world." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Wyoming Supreme Court has heard arguments on an abortion ban this week. The justices wanted to hear the lawyers explain who should decide when life begins. Wyoming Assistant Attorney General Jay Jurdy said the state legislature, since it is closest to the people. Attorney Peter Modlin, who represents abortion advocates, argued that the question is fundamentally religious in nature and that the government has no business deciding it at all. A ruling by the Wyoming High Court expected sometime later this year. This is SRN News. A new rule is ending a controversial tactic used by college football teams to manipulate the clock.
The NCAA Playing Rules Oversight Panel gave final approval to a rule change designed to discourage football players from faking injuries to stop the game clock. If medical personnel go onto the field to evaluate a player with an apparent injury after the ball is spotted for the next play, the player's team will be charged a timeout. If the team has no timeouts remaining, a 5-yard delay of game penalty will be assessed. Feigning injuries, sometimes at the coach's instruction, had become a concern of the Football Rules Committee in recent years.
And that's correspondent Gethin Coolbaugh. America's only rare earths mine has been getting a lot of calls since China moved to limit exports of 7 heavy metals used in many products. President Trump pushing for the opening of new mines in the U.S. More details at SRNNews.com.